here back in the free world. How many times have you ordered an entree at a restaurant and filled up with a pile of food still on your plate? Maybe you opt for a doggy bag, maybe not. Overly large portions have some appeal for restaurant goers. In fact, some chains market themselves on little else.
Okay, so I've done the math on this never-ending pasta bowl. 42 different sauce and pasta combinations.
Oh, you do the math, I'm doing the Alfredo.
Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl with new Asiago garlic Alfredo. Pick any sauce and pasta combination, then another. Just $8.95 at Olive Garden.
With obesity rates, food waste, and hunger all on the rise in the U.S., a new program aims to put a dent in all three. The nonprofit called Havesies is the brainchild of Rachel Smith, a registered pediatric nurse who's trying to make a difference in overeating and food insecurity. And Rachel joins us for our Tipping the Scale series on obesity. Rachel, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you.
Hi. Well, what exactly is Havesies? Explain it to us.
Well, Havesies is a concept that connects the dots between food excess and waste on one side of the issue, and then poverty and hunger on the other. So it makes use of resources that we already have and are currently wasting to make an impact in areas that we have great need in right here in our own country.
So that's big picture. What does that mean when you go to a restaurant?
When you go to a restaurant, you are given the option of choosing a meal that has the Havesies icon beside it. And so you receive a reduced portion meal, pay the full price, and then the restaurant makes a donation to Havesies. And Havesies then distributes this to local nonprofits and global nonprofits who are currently fighting poverty and hunger, doing good work in those areas already.
So how is the extra money allocated? I mean, is there some record keeping involved here for the restaurant?
There is. We'll be using their POS systems, which is kind of technical language, but basically it'll all be tracked electronically, and then the customer will get a receipt that shows that they've made a donation.
You're working to pilot this program with several restaurants in the Austin area. So what's the response been from the restaurant owners so far?
Well, we have been getting some good feedback from them that they are interested. We also have gotten feedback that they would like to see what happens with other restaurants first. So there's some hesitation and fear there, which we understand because this hasn't been done before. But it is a great niche that we're looking into. And so we are going to test it in a few restaurants here in Austin. It's a great place to get started. We have amazing restaurants, and we have a lot of people who are socially conscious. So.
One of the things that came to mind for us was the idea of a restaurant goer expecting, you know, a lot for their money, and sent one of our producers, Todd Bookman, to Bentley's Roast Beef. That's a restaurant here in New Hampshire known for very large portions. Let's listen to what two of the patrons there he met had to say about the appeal of your portions and your idea.
Do you choose to come here regularly because the portions are nice and big and you get a lot of food for your money?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. It's friendly service, it's prompt, and the serving size is certainly higher than average.
And so that's a draw for both of you?
Yep.
And so what did you guys have to eat today?
I had a special that was on the menu. It was a chicken parm sub with a marinara sauce and some melted provolone cheese and some nice chicken cutlets.
Sounds good. You both are members of the Clean Plate Club, I noticed. There's no scraps, no leftovers.
Yeah, I think we're both French-Canadian, and I think that's requisite, actually.
So there's a new nonprofit that's asking restaurants to participate in a program whereby customers could come in and request only a half portion. You would still pay the full price. The restaurant would then donate half of that money back to this nonprofit who distributes it to good causes, the thought being that Americans eat too much at restaurants and that portion sizes are too big and that we waste a lot of food. Do you think that's a program that could succeed here in New Hampshire?
I think it's a great idea, not only for the nonprofit, but for the citizens who participate in the program.
To lose a little weight.
Yeah, and being able to make a contribution to such a great effort at, say, $5 at a time is, you know, it probably adds up considerably.
So what about the thought that if they gave you more food than you could eat, you could just take it home in a doggy bag? Isn't that how most Americans would see this problem, that we don't need to overeat, that we could take that food home?
I don't know. I never really take food home. Most of it, if it's there in front of me, I'll eat it. But if it was less there, I would be happy just eating that as well.
Word of Mouth producer Todd Bookman there. He's talking with Bob Hendrickson and David Medina from Hollis, New Hampshire, both customers at Bentley's Roast Beef. So, Rachel, we just heard David say he pretty much eats what's in front of him. Is there an idea that if something like Havesies took hold, it would actually somehow change the environment of restaurants or the habits so that people would eat better?
Yes, he made some really great points, and I think it really affirms what studies actually show, that the larger the plate, the more food that's on it, the more people eat without even really being aware that they're doing that. People tend to eat a little bit out of guilt as well. They don't want to waste the food, so they overeat, which sabotages any kind of diet that you might be trying to maintain. So it's a great program, a great option for people who want to avoid eating more than they need, and definitely a great way to support a healthy lifestyle. I believe that it can definitely change the environment as far as how people look at food and the way their bodies feel after they eat.
How about the pushback of, say, a person who goes to Olive Garden expressly for you know, larger portions? I mean, you can't really go halvesies on a never-ending pasta bowl, can you?
True, yes. And we acknowledge that not everybody is going to choose to go halvesies. We know this, and we're just really trying to do our part, and we're trying to invite people who are interested in this option into joining us into making a difference in the world.
Well, best of luck to you, Rachel.
Thank you so much.
Rachel Smith, co-founder of Havsies. That's a nonprofit trying to chip away at issues of obesity, food waste, and hunger. There's a link to find more of the Havsies website and some of the coverage the organization has received so far in the press. You'll find all of that at wordofmouthradio.org. And also at wordofmouthradio.org, let us know what you think. Would you pay full price for half a meal? Do you think the program, like Havsies, can make a change that will actually stick? You can post a comment at our website or send us a tweet at Word of Mouth. Our continuing series, Tipping the Scales, is made possible by the HNH Foundation. Coming up inside the arena of an elite sporting culture, the people and the champion canines of Dog World. That's when Word of Mouth continues after the news.